Hi Kieran, it's great to finally connect. Thanks so much for taking the time today. I'd love to just hear a bit about the Monolith Brew and its story. What's the origin?
It's a pleasure, P. Casper. Thanks for having me.
The Monolith Brew is truly a family affair. I actually took over the business from my parents a few years ago. It's been around for decades, built on a really strong foundation of quality and consistency. For us, it's always been about more than just serving coffee. It's about upholding that legacy and reputation, ensuring everything we do is deliberate and worthwhile. It's a huge responsibility, but one I'm very proud of.
That's wonderful to hear about the family legacy. It sounds like there's a deep-rooted commitment there. How would you describe the overall vibe or feeling you want people to experience when they interact with the Monolith Brew?
That's a great question. We really strive for something that feels grounded, honest, and enduring. Think substance over flash. We're not chasing fleeting trends. We want our design and our products to stand the test of time, to feel deliberate and authentic. It's about being curated and unpretentious, a place where people can truly focus and connect without a lot of unnecessary noise. We value quality and thoughtful design, but always with an eye on practicality and what genuinely adds value.
Grounded, honest, and enduring, I love that description. It paints a very clear picture. Could you tell me a bit more about what the Monolith Brew offers? What does your ecosystem look like in terms of products, services, or even events?
Absolutely. Our flagship, the heart of what we do, is asterisk the structural blend. It's our signature house coffee bean, meticulously developed over decades. It's known for its robust, consistent flavor profile. Think dark chocolate and roasted nuts. It really is the foundational experience of the Monolith Brew. Beyond that, we have our asterisk precision pour over service. This is where our baristas really shine. It's an artisanal method for our single origin selections, where they precisely control every element, water temperature, flow rate, grind size, to really highlight the unique, subtle notes of each bean. It's a very intentional, focused experience. And then, we host an event called the Asterisk Architects Morning Brief. It's a recurring, invite-only networking event we hold bimonthly. It provides a quiet, refined space for local architects, designers, and urban planners to connect over coffee and discuss industry trends before their workday officially begins. It really ties into that grounded, deliberate atmosphere we cultivate.
That's a very comprehensive and well-thought-out offering, Kieran. I can really see how each part of the Monolith Brew reinforces that feeling of substance and deliberate design you described. As we think about the visual identity and how to communicate that, are there any aesthetics or design elements that you absolutely want to avoid? Anything that just doesn't resonate with the Monolith Brew's core?
Oh, absolutely. This is really important to me. I absolutely hate pastel color palettes. For the Monolith Brew, they just feel overly saccharine, delicate, and frankly, a bit superficial. They lack the grounded, honest, and enduring aesthetic that we champion. Pastels, to me, represent a lightness that is completely antithetical to our core values of substance and deliberate design. We're about solid foundations, not something that feels flimsy or fleeting.
Understood, no pastels.
That's a very clear boundary, and it helps me immensely in understanding the brand's true character. This has been incredibly insightful, Kieran. I really appreciate you sharing the backstory, the vibe, and outlining everything the Monolith Brew offers, as well as what you want to avoid. It gives me a fantastic sense of who you are. I'm really excited about the potential to explore how design can further support your vision.